Mr. President, Switzerland thanks the Deputy High Commissioner for a briefing and reiterates our call on Russia to withdraw immediately from all Ukrainian territory. We remain deeply concerned by reports of violations of human rights and international humanitarian law committed in the context of Russia's military aggression against Ukraine. We underline the need for all parties to the conflict to fully respect international humanitarian law. Switzerland strongly condemns any violation of IHL and human rights. Russia's countless and systematic attacks against residential areas and energy infrastructure are having devastating consequences, depriving millions of people from essential services and exacerbating their suffering. Switzerland is also concerned about the increasing number of reports of torture of civilians and prisoners of war. These acts, contrary to the absolute and imperative prohibition of torture, may constitute war crimes for which all those responsible must be brought to justice. All victims have the right to justice, truth, reparation, and guarantees of non-repetition. And we must ensure that atrocities are duly documented to ensure justice and accountability. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, what actions should be prioritized in the dialogue with Russia in order to put an end to the violations mentioned, to prevent the continuation of atrocities, and ensure accountability for these violations? Thank you.